attention. We're recording and ready to start the meeting.
Are we waiting for Mike to get back? We're going to go ahead and start. Okay, so here we are. We are at the Parks Advisory Committee meeting. We are actually having technically two meetings tonight. One is the Parks Advisory Committee. We will start with introducing ourselves in a second. Then we'll do public comment, and then we'll do the agenda additions. Then we will close that portion for a second, and we will open it up for the capital improvement program. And my understanding is right now there's only one person who's going to speak for that. And then there will be a presentation on the CIPs. And we'll close that, and we'll move right back into the Parks Advisory Committee portion. So that's where we're at. So we have the recording going. It is now 6 minutes after 6 p.m. So the Parks Advisory Committee meeting is now in session. Well, that was fun.
Wow. Happy birthday, right?
Yeah, my wife gave me that for my birthday.
Nice.
Oh. Let me see if I can do it left-handed.
No, oh, no.
I hurt my hand. Anyway, okay. So my name is Wayne Lemler. This is the Parks Advisory Committee. We are here specifically to advise the commissioners on any issues that are germane to park system. What we normally do is we go around the table here and introduce ourselves. So as I mentioned, I'm Wayne Lemler. We'll start with Kevin.
Kevin Shanley.
We'll go this way.
Greg Hyde.
Jim Mayo.
Wayne Lemler.
Mary Borby.
Pat Bradshaw.
Carl Stiefel.
Charlie Conrad, staff.
Sam Fox, staff.
Mike Russell, staff.
Tim Elsie, staff.
Would everyone in the audience please introduce themselves? And if you're representing your groups, would you please mention who it is?
I'm Ashley Adelman. I'm here as a member of the public, but I also serve on the Parks Task Force as the information officer.
Thank you.
Here to observe.
Thanks. Next.
I'm John Helmer. I'm a member of the public, but also the former chair of the Large Events Task Force.
I'm Steve Mokraisky, the Lane County Administrator.
Behind Steve there, please.
Oh, I'm Bill Montgomery. Sorry. I'm a CB Loop neighbor and a volunteer with the trail program.
Great.
Ed Alberson, Natural Areas Coordinator for Lane County Parks.
I'm Ken Engelman, Friends of the Old McKenzie Fish Hatchery.
Great.
Steve Mayo with Friends for a presentation later in the program.
Great. Ma'am?
Martin Mayo.
And I'm Tom Hoyt with Friends of the Old McKenzie Fish Hatchery.
Great. I'm Steve Stewart. I live at Goshen, and I'm part of the Friends of the Old McKenzie Fish Hatchery.
Excellent. Thank you all for coming. So now we will have actual public comment. I don't have the list. Sam, do you have the list? Who has the list?
I gave it to Mike.
Mike has the list.
Oh, you put it back over there. Sorry.
Thank you, Charles.
There was one for the regular meeting.
Oh, I see it. Yeah, they're both on the same sheet. That's fine. So there's only one person who's going to speak in the public hearing section for the Parks Advisory Committee, and it is Bill Montgomery. So, Bill, please tell us what you
got. You know, I asked Mike about this, and he said maybe it'd be better just to wait before the Trail 5 presentation.
Oh, okay.
So we'll do it. That. Yeah, well.
Fair enough.
We'll have Bill.
That'd be as confusing for all you.
Thank you, Bill.
Trail 5, yeah, no so problem. Wait till Trail 5. Perfect. Write that down so I don't forget. Okay, so was there anyone else, because that was the only person who had actually marked down that they wanted to speak for public comment at the Parks Advisory Committee portion? Any takers? Yes, Steve Mokraisky, please,
you
sir.
Want me just to stand?
Yes, stand.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the Parks Advisory Committee. I wanted to come here tonight just to really express my thanks to all of you for the great work that you continue to do, and particularly for the on the master, the Parks Master Plan. I was joking with the chair. I had an airing of grievances here, because that's usually what happens at our board meetings, is people show up to complain about things. But
that's why we have a vice chair.
give me that thing.
But I a year and a half ago, probably two years ago to a year and a half ago, a number of folks, particularly involved with the Park Advisory Committee, had come to the Board of Commissioners and expressed some concerns about the process for the master plan, that I think a feeling that there needed to be more public outreach, that maybe it was moving along too quickly. And we tried to listen to that. that feedback and do a reset. I think it was about a year ago that we really launched that reset, and we worked with members of the Park Advisory Committee, Wayne, you, and Kevin, and Pat in particular, to go out and do an RFP and look at bringing on a consultant to really facilitate a really in-depth, thoughtful process for the redo of the master plan. Selected what I think is an outstanding, and I've heard really positive feedback about MIG and the folks who've been working with there. Created this task force that I had the opportunity to attend the first meeting of that task force, and I've heard really great things and the progress that's being made there. And so I really just wanted to come here now that we're sort of a year into that relaunch, and I know that it's going to take probably the better part of the next year to get through the process, but we said from the beginning we want to have, we're committed to delivering a quality product at the end of this. And so if that takes a year, if that takes 2 years, let's get it right. It's a 20-year master plan, and we're about 10 years past the date that it needed to be redone, and we've kind of had fits and starts in that effort. So I'm saying all the things that you know, and you've been closer to the process in the past several months than I have, but I just wanted to come from my seat and express my thanks and appreciation from Wayne County and from our Board of Commissioners for the work that you have done. Really thanks, Pat, you know, for your prior leadership on the PAC, and Wayne, to you for your continued outstanding work. A lot of work ahead. I just want you to know that we're committed to that. I know we have a update with the Board of Commissioners, I think, that's coming up, and they're anxiously awaiting that. I know they're going to be really excited about the progress that's being made. I'm particularly impressed and pleased with the extent of the public involvement, that the members of the task force work, the public outreach, and I think public meetings and open houses that you're planning on having here over the next few weeks and months, and just the diligent efforts of this advisory committee. And I also want to say that sometimes these advisory committees of volunteer residents that you come here in the evening and you volunteer your time, we're joking about retiring and being paid, not being paid to do work. Sometimes you're more busy in retirement than you are when you're actually working. You do this work and you question whether or not the policymakers and the leaders in the organization are actually going to listen to it. I hope that we've demonstrated our commitment to listening to the feedback, even when that feedback has been difficult sometimes to hear. We've tried to listen to it, and I want to just be here to demonstrate our ongoing commitment to listen to your solid recommendations and advice. So thanks for allowing me to share some comments.
You bet. Thank you. All right, so was there anyone else who wanted to make a public comment on the Parks Advisory Committee section? Seeing none, we'll move on. So now it's time to approve our agenda or make changes. So does everyone here at the table have a copy of the agenda? Have a chance to take a look at it.
So Mr. Chair,
sir.
We have guests here for the following items.
Okay.
Item number 8, Trail 5 Project Review.
Yes.
And item number 11, Mackenzie Hatchery Interpretive Center. I'm just bringing that up. They are in the crowd. If we want to switch things around so we get them earlier in the agenda, I just want to make you aware that we do have guests for each of those presentations.
All right.
As well as the Large Events Task Force recommendation regarding oversight group, that number 7 as well. So 7, 8, and 11. I think it's fine. I mean, the procedural kind of stuff is right before we get into it, so I think we'll be making good time through the agenda, but I just wanted to make you aware that there are guests.
Got it. Thank you. Okay, so I have that marked down here. Thank you very much for bringing that to my attention. Does anyone have any changes or modifications to the agenda other than the ones that Mike just mentioned? Anyone? Seeing none. Then we will accept the agenda as it's printed. Thank you. So now we are going to move to the capital improvement program section. So what we are going to actually do is we're going to officially close the Parks Advisory Committee meeting at 15 minutes after 6. And we are going to open for public hearing the capital improvement program at 6:15. So now, we did have one person who was going to give us a speech on the capital improvement. No, excuse me. Pat, you are here for the CIP, is that correct? Oh, you want to speak for the CIP also. Never mind. I'm up to speed now. Thank you, Pat. I'm up to speed now.
She's still here.
Yes. So please, Pat.
Thank you, Wayne. Are we all on the same page?
Yes.
I just wanted to call your attention to the last page of the CIP. Under the little square box at the bottom, this talks about projects for future development not yet scheduled. And the third line item down there says Eagle Rock Park development, $750,000. This is, the PAC needs to sign off on this to send it to the Board of Commissioners. I wanted to remind you all that in 2015, for many of our PAC meetings and for sure the public comment meetings, we had a number of Eagle Rock Park neighbors and very interested people along the Mackenzie River that had came to us and spoke to us about the vision for that park in the 2015 master plan. And they were vehemently opposed to that vision. And at one point in the discussion that came up, the parks division manager finally said, you know, we will not do what the vision is in 2015's master plan. We're talking having ODOT reroute the road, we're putting in a wedding center and an RV park and a lot of things that weren't ever vetted with the community. So Mike Russell told those people that that line item would not be appropriate for what we needed to do, such as listen to the public, get the public comment on the redo of the master plan. So I understand Mike calls this a placeholder by having a position on this future development. I just want to have it go on the record that the people from Eagle Rock are hoping to have parks honor this as a placeholder piece only on this future development. But there was also talk in these meetings of taking this off of here completely so that they didn't have that, what they considered a threat to having this huge development happen in their park. So I'm asking you as a Parks Advisory Committee to look this over and decide what you want to do and chat with Mike and see which way you want to go. But I do want it on record that they were promised that the vision in the 2015 master plan was not going to be appropriate until we had much more public comment and much more comment sessions and redid the master plan.
Okay, so noted. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Now, we don't normally do this, but since that was a pretty direct and specific item, Mike, do you want to make any comment in reference to this at the moment?
I have a staff presentation.
Yeah. Oh, okay, fine. Thank you. All right. Was there anyone else who wanted to make public comment in reference to the capital improvement program, what we call the CIP? Seeing none, then we will close. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. You do have something going on.
Well, I think I do. You're going off fast here. I'm going to tissue a gavel from you.
No, I'm trying to get the pace.
Under the motion, number 3, it's never been presented this way, so I'm just bringing up a question. It says the Parks and Animal Services Division of Public Works prepares a draft 5-year parks and open space plan. I don't understand why animal services in there. I mean, it feels like we're combining budgets, or it doesn't feel like it's just, I mean, we're two separate divisions.
It's the Parks and Animal Services Division.
It is. So it's going to be phrased, because we've never had it presented.